Marv Brooks is here with me. I'm Harv Moore, the boy next door. I was at WPGC. I started in March of 63, and a year later, in comes Marv Brooks.
In comes Marv and said, get out, Harv. You were talking about how you got a phone call. What I did is I sent an audition tape up to WMEX in Boston, and I get a phone call about 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night, and the guy says, hi, this is Max Richmond, and I don't need you here in Boston, but I can use you in Washington. When can you be there? Well, I'd be there tomorrow morning. Fine, be there at 10 o'clock. And he hung up. Well, who's at a radio station at 10 o'clock at night? This guy could have been the janitor. I fly down from New York where I was, and I find the right bus company, unlike you. And I go up the steps, and the guy says, hi, I'm Bob Howard, Captain Good Guy, Mr. Sound Off. When can you start? Well, when would you like me to start? Well, how about 2 o'clock this afternoon? He hadn't even heard me. He was ordered to hire me. He says, all we got to do now is decide what name you're going to use. Excuse me? Well, we don't know if you're going to be Tiger Bob Raleigh or Big Old Fat Old Dino or Gentleman Jim or Tiger Bob. We don't know yet. So we agreed and compromised on Marvelous Marv. And apparently after you, I was the only other guy who used his real name at WPGC.
Yeah, I was fortunate because when I was in Kentucky, I used Harv Moore, the boy next door. Right. He liked that. That's why he hired me for the name.
For the name? Well, he said, you're going to be Marvelous Marv. And I said, how about Marvelous Marv Brooks? And he said, okay, but take it easy on the Brooks. I figured if I was going to make it or bomb, I want to do it under my own name.